When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
What did I make today? What did I learn? That's the prompt that was on artsoundoff.com for the day 10th entry of the Art Sound Off challenge. What is that? That is a challenge over the course of the month of November 2015. Artists everywhere are invited to record a 5 to 10 minute daily reflection on working as a visual storyteller. And that's what this is. That's what this has always been for the longest time, ever since I first started this microcast series back in, like, what was that, 2010? Something like that. I think I said in a past episode that there's some episodes of the show that are 7 years old. That's not true. I think the earliest ones go back to 2010. So 5 years old, right? So, but that's still, in internet time, that's a long time. So I was going off of the prompt today because this is another one of those days where I haven't had time to really process anything yet. I'm recording this episode before I dash off to class because, as it turns out, there aren't many windows of opportunity to record the microcast after I teach a class. Because after I teach a class, I've got to make dinner, and then it's a little bit, you know, actually family time, and then if I'm lucky, a little bit more drawing time at the end of the day. And that's kind of what I did today, because actually I wound up working on some more Boulder and Fleet, page 52, inks. Was that on my list? I'm going to look at my ETP real quick and see if that was on my list yesterday. Ah! Yesterday, on the 9th, what was on my list was the pencils, which I did finish for page 52 of Boulder and Fleet. And then at around like 1 o'clock in the morning, found myself still awake. So I was like, well, while we're here, might as well get some more inking done. So I inked the panels 1 and 2. And I've been doing something a little different lately with the Boulder Fleet comic, where I'm actually flatting as I ink each panel. I'm not sure why I'm doing this. Maybe it's just like to break up the rhythm of working on page after page, week after week. I suspect that it might also have something to do with giving myself the sense that I'm removing a step, right? Because if you look at the way I traditionally do it, it's thumbnail, rough pencil, pencil, ink, flat, color. Oh, I missed a step. All right, sorry. So we go thumbnails, lettering, rough pencils, pencils, inks, flats, colors, and finished, right? So there's like a whole step in there called flats. Flats, they really don't take that long because the way I ink Boulder and Fleet with vector layers in Manga Studio, it really is mostly a paint bucket tool kind of thing, like just a tapping around the image with my color swatches. So it's not a huge step, and I'm just doing that step but sort of mixing it in with the inking stage. But, you know, I do think, and I know I've said this a bunch of times elsewhere and on the Thunder Punch Daily Microcast, part of this whole art thing is us playing psychological tricks on ourselves. As a matter of fact, the other thing I made today, this ties in to the other thing I made today. I just got finished recording the next episode of the Galaxy of Super Adventure with my buddies Ben Hatke and Zach Giolongo. And I'll spoil it. The next episode is about tools. We're talking about like different tools we use and why and how we come about deciding on new tools, what gets us to experiment, and, you know, kind of walking through our own process of making comics with our own specific tool sets. But one of the things that came up in the discussion, this is the reason I bring it up, is I was hearing bits of narrative amongst all of us where we were kind of talking about tools in such a way as not just the benefit of the results that it creates. Like, we didn't choose it just because it allows us to make such and such. We also choose it because it creates an experience that we like. All right. So again, that psychological trickery to keep us motivated and keep us going at this thing, because after all, it is a hard thing to do, and it's very time consuming and demanding, right? And so to acknowledge the psychological trickery doesn't necessarily remove the magic of it. Because just because you know it's happening, just because you know it's a magic trick doesn't mean that it's not cool to see or that it doesn't work, right? But yeah, like, you know, certain things like we were talking about and this is stuff that didn't quite make it into the full discussion, and it'll drop in a few days anyway. You know, it's going to drop in like Monday of next week. How you can fall in love with a pen because of its heft. You know, it has a certain kind of weight that I really like. As a matter of fact, one tool I didn't get to talk about on the show, which I'll talk about here, is the Wacom Bamboo Feel Stylus, which is a separate stylus that I got to work with my Surface Pro 2. The Surface Pro 2 does come with a pen, and it's not bad. It's just that the Wacom Bamboo Feel like has like a little bit of weight to it, and it's got a plasticky nib that you can put in that gives a little bit more drag on the glass, so it mimics a little bit more closely the feeling of drawing on paper. It's not perfect. It ain't the same as drawing on paper, and I don't know how you can replicate that, but it's closer. It's closer, and, you know, so again, there's that sense of ergonomics. Farfignugan? I don't know. Something about, like, giving us a sense of comfort in when engaging with the thing, not just getting the results we want, right? A lot of my classes revolve around the idea of making effort pleasurable, because I don't subscribe to the attitude of, and I mean, I know this is an effective solution for some people, but it doesn't work for me, this notion of, you know, the pain means you're doing something good. No pain, no gain, right? If it hurts, that means that you're getting better. I like to acknowledge the pain, but I also think it's just as important to acknowledge the fun of it too. Because I don't know. I didn't get into this art because I wanted to torture myself. You know, and like when I was 10, I didn't look at comics and go like, that looks really hard. I bet I'll be unhappy a lot if I do that, right? You look at it, at least I did. I looked at it, I was like, this is awesome, and I want to make other people feel that way. And I assume that it will be fun to do, because drawing, at least when I'm 10 years old, is fun, right? So I like to try to hang on to that as long as I can, and knowing that it's not always going to be fun, but taking care to acknowledge the fun of it. How did I get on that jag? I guess that's cool. I mean, I want to make an essay out of the thing, but, oh yes, like tools for comfort, right? And, psychological trickery. So I will talk about this more, I assume, on the next Thunder Punch Daily, which will be coming tomorrow. Until then, who am I? I'm Jersey Drozd, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter. You know, if you want to check out Boulder and Fleet, my webcomic, I post it natively on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. Just username Boulder and Fleet at all those places, right? That's where you can read it. So, like, I designed it specifically to land on Instagram first, which I know I've talked about before. So go follow it there and like one of the pages. That would be a really that would make me very happy. So if you like this show, there's the thing you can do to make me happy. The hosting for this episode is provided by Kablam, KA-BLAM.com, your one-stop printing solution for independent comics. You can print your comics, you can sell your comics there. I get all my comics, my creator-owned comics printed through Kablam, and I love their service and I love the products that they make. So do go check them out too if you are a cartoonist looking to make some of your own books. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
Today we met Nepthu, a man who wanted to become a leader and became one. But Nepthu used his leadership for his own selfish glory, and in the end, he got what he deserved. Being a good leader takes a lot of responsibility. But you must also be responsible when you follow a leader. Don't do something wrong or dangerous because someone tells you to. Think before you act. We can't all be leaders, but we can all choose what's right and wrong for ourselves.